I'm Doug DePrecker, WRPR News.
What would you say if someone told you that even if you had enough money for a bigger one, you could only purchase up to a certain size soft drink, no matter where you went? The new soft drink law basically states that it is now illegal for any type of vendor to sell an individual a soft drink greater than 16 ounces at a time. I decided to walk around the Ramapo campus and get some reaction from students. If this law was passed in your hometown, what would your reaction be?
I probably wouldn't mind too much, but I really don't see the point in banning the oversized drinks, only because if people want to drink more soda, they're going to do it anyway. There's really no point into just banning a size.
I believe that if it is in the best interest of people, it's okay. Obesity is increasing rapidly, and although people can always order two drinks, it is still a small barrier to deter people from getting oversized drinks.
In my opinion, the ban is completely unfair and it violates our freedoms, which is what this country was built upon. I think that if people want to drink a large soft drink, they should be able to do that.
If that rule was implemented in my town, I'd be really pissed because who are they to say how much I can and can't drink?
I am here with personal trainer and fitness expert Andrew Patrizio to get his reaction to the new soft drink law. Is there a real benefit to having this new law put in place? Will it really make a difference?
I personally do not feel that the new soft drink laws passed in New York City will have any real effect on individuals and obesity. With those types of dietary choices being made, can we really expect a limit of individual sized soft drink purchases to combat obesity in that person? If they're choosing to drink sodas in excess of 50 ounces, I would argue that similar choices are being made across the board in other areas.
He states that putting a cap on soft drink sizes will not help put obesity in check.
Realistically, we have to create some type of a need or a desire in the individual to eat healthier and take better care of their bodies. And the only way to change that is from within.
I'm Doug DePrecker, WRPR News.